Carson, what can you tell us about facing the Chiefs this week?
They've played in here in Oakland very well. We've played there very well, and they've played here very well, and it's kind of been the trend for seems the past 10 years. So just knowing they're getting off the plane and they've consistently played well here, we know we have to play our best game of football to beat these guys.
Seemed like the last time you got into a bit of a slugfest until you finally were able to open up the lead. What do they like to do on defense?
Just very solid on defense. They've really cut down on giving up big plays. It's a very solid and stout group, tough to run the ball against. And we went back and forth with them last time, and then at the end of the game, we hit some big runs and finished in kind of four-minute mode, taking a knee, and that's what we want to do this time.
Carson, you had this just incredible tragedy in your organization. And I know you were with the Bengals when Chris Henry died, and I'm just curious as to what happens in a locker room when a real-life tragedy hits to a team that's playing in season. How did you guys cope with it?
When it happened with Chris back in 2008, 2009 maybe, I remember coming out of meetings and we'd been told and just got together as a team and prayed and prayed for his kids, prayed for his fiance and his mom, it's when something like that happens, it just doesn't hit you. It takes a while to really realize because you're so busy with so much else, and football is just football when something like that happens, but. You really, in order for it to really sink in, it didn't really, really sink in until after I got back from his funeral, a handful of days later, and you start thinking about, their family and their children, and all the people affected forever. It's so hard to grasp when something like that tragic, when something that tragic happens. So hard to grasp right away, and you still got a game and you got practice and this and that. And you don't really have a chance to really sit back and reflect and realize all the people affected. And it's just, obviously, it's an awful situation. And I know we as a team thought, we've been thinking about them as an organization, as a team, and all you can do is pray for them.
Romeo Crennel was saying in the conference call today that the practice field was almost like therapy. Did you feel that way, you think, a little bit, that it was at least something to take your mind off it, something to...
It's hard to take your mind off it. I mean, you can be busy and stay busy in practice and have, meetings and film and games. But when you lose somebody close, that's a teammate, you always think about them. I mean, years later, anytime you lose anybody, it's tough to find anything that does take your mind off of it.
That puts things in perspective when real life things happen, but when Rolando comes back, how do you guys keep that from being a distraction in the locker room, considering the things that he said and put out there on Facebook about the team?
It's not going to distract us. It hasn't distracted us for the past 2 or 3 weeks, whatever it's been. This team is completely focused on beating the Kansas City Chiefs, and that's all we're going to worry about.
Is that hard, though, to maintain a focus like that, or does
No.
that just come with the territory?
Not for me, and I've, if anybody has a problem with it, I'll help guys through it, but... It's no issue for us. We're focused on Kansas City, and that's it.
Are you glad, or I don't know what the word would be, but what are your thoughts on being a part of a team where the coaching staff, even if you guys aren't playing for playoffs or whatnot, they have standards, and you need to be out here giving in your all, or you're benched, or you're suspended, and cut, stuff like that. What is it like to be a player this late in the season, given everything, but the coach is still taking the stand?
I mean, football is football. You got to show up and work. This is a job. This is a profession. The coach is going to handle that situation however he feels best fit for the team. And whether you're playing for the playoffs or not playing for the playoffs, we're still trying to win, and we're still trying to get better. Still trying to perfect the little things on offense and defense and, whatever repercussions happen to guys that aren't giving it their all, those are the repercussions. You got to deal with it. And this team believes in Coach Allen, and Coach Allen will handle any distractions or anything that's not going the way he expects it to go, and the rest of us are going to continue to grind and work.
Dennis was saying today that they had taken the time to address what had happened in Kansas City and also what happened in Dallas recently, to let people know, look, if you got issues, if you got problems, there are resources here. Do you think players are more likely to seek help now than maybe they were a few years ago, or there's still an argument that said, young players that have been great athletes their whole lives are think nothing could ever happen to them, you know, mm-hmm. and so they won't want to seek help, and maybe because they're afraid they're going to get cut. But do you think that that education process has gone along that more people will seek?
That's a good question. I have no idea. You know, whether instances like this happen, or, you know, a lot, or they don't happen at all, I don't know if a guy is more driven to go ask a coach or go ask somebody in the personnel department or, you know, a representative for the club. I don't know. All you can do as a player and as a captain and a leader of a team is just check in on guys and how are you doing today? You know, how, ask them about, you know, a family member. If they are going through something, just ask them questions. And, you know, I don't know whether guys are more inclined to seek help or not after what's happened. But each team, you know, the guys on each team need to kind of keep a barometer on kind of the mental focus of a team, because it's obviously tragic what's happened. And you know, if guys aren't going to go to somebody upstairs in the building, you know, you hope that they go to somebody on the team. Focus is everybody's job. Focus on your individual job and finding a way to win. You know, win your individual battles up front, win your battles on the outside, and don't think about past games. Don't think about records. Just think about what your job is on each play and executing your job.
Carson, 2 weeks ago, Brandon Myers caught 14 passes from you and then only one in this past game. Was Denver doing something to take him away, or did it just not unfold in his favor?
Yeah, that's just the game. You know, some guys get a hot hand 1 week, and there's a lot of plays called their way because of certain matchups, because of certain schemes. And some week, you know, you're called on to block or called on for the run game. So it's not, you know, it's not anything that, you know, we lost any confidence, obviously, in Brandon at all. It has nothing to do with anything like that. It's just some games your number's called more often than others, and you know, it was just one of those weeks where he was blocking a little bit more, and they had shown some things that they weren't going to let him catch 14 balls. So we, you know, kind of countered that with some different stuff.
Is that kind of the same case with Rod Streeter? Is he just had the hot hand, or is he doing something that you're seeing to get open a little
he's,
bit more?
He's on the field more. He had missed a number of snaps in a handful of games, and it just kind of seemed like he was getting plugged in a little bit more, especially the last couple weeks. And I know last week and the week before. You know, and you know, plays aren't necessarily called for individual players. They're called, and you got to execute them versus a certain coverage. And sometimes, like in his instance, you know, his with what scheme we were seeing defensively, he was the guy you're supposed to throw the ball to. And you know, I think more than anything, he's just been on the field more often.
Does he still have to beat that coverage though, right? He playing well the last couple.
Rod's doing great. You know, love what he brings the team. He's a rookie, but you would never know it. Athletically gifted, he's fast, he catches the ball really well, and does not think the game like a rookie. He thinks the game like a veteran. He's doing phenomenal.
All right, guys, thank you.
All right, thank you.